My name is Eric from Catskill, and you're listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. During our Tower Power Pledge Drive, we're asking you to vote whether you want to keep WGXC's antenna on a big tower in Greene County and keep us broadcasting on FM. We have to decide whether to renew our tower lease soon. And if we don't get enough financial support, we won't do that. We are hoping we do get enough financial support at wgxc.org/donate. Get a few more sustaining supporters like you. You could make the difference in your community and keep teenagers and senior citizens on the local airwaves and everyone in between. With all sorts of music from around the world and around the corner and more, please make a donation at wgxc.org/donate. Call 518-697-7400 during our Tower Power Pledge Drive. Stay tuned this hour for the WGXC Congressional Report, national headlines from the Public News Service, and local better weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all starts after Jason Martin has finished singing this song. And then it's time for the WGXC Local News on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned. On Sunday, October 9th, turn out or tune in to a performance of Elvis Perkins in Deerland at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Elvis Perkins in Deerland is Columbia County resident Elvis Perkins playing with Nicholas Kinsey, Brigham Bro, and Wyndham Garnett. They don't play too often out in the Hudson Valley, but they have played at the Newport Folk Festival and the Primavera Sound Festival. This is their first Hudson Valley appearance in a decade. To turn out or tune in, there'll be a live webcast at wgxc.org from 8 to 10 p.m. Sunday, October 9th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Go to the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org for more information.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tunstall Studio Publishing of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Rachel Silberstein reports for the Times Union that more than half of New York elementary school students are ineligible for the bivalent COVID-19 vaccine. That vaccine is designed to target both the original strains of coronavirus and the newer Omicron variants, according to data compiled by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The U.S. Federal Drug Administration approved the Pfizer-BioNTech bivalent shot for children ages 5 to 11 and a Moderna version for ages 6 and up last week. However, the eligibility requirements exclude anyone who has not completed the initial vaccine series at least 2 months ago, and only 42.5% of children ages 5 to 11 in New York have completed the initial vaccine series, according to CDC figures. New York's COVID-19 immunization rates are higher than in the rest of the country, with an average immunization rate of 31.4% for the same age group. Completion of the initial COVID-19 series is higher for middle and high school students at 76.4% for youths aged 12 to 17, making most middle and high school kids eligible for the new booster. For adults, more than 93% of people over the age of 50 have completed the series, according to the CDC. COVID-19 case numbers do remain relatively low statewide. The CDC is reporting the community levels in Greene and Columbia counties are now at medium, but hospitalizations are again starting to spike in much of upstate New York, State Department of Health data shows. State data shows that hospitalizations and confirmed cases are primarily climbing among people over 65, suggesting that the vast majority of infections are going unreported. Local health officials expressed concern about rising COVID-19 levels last week. State officials are encouraging all New Yorkers to get the COVID-19 and flu vaccines as soon as possible. Residents are urged to contact their local pharmacy, county health department, or health care provider to get a booster. Visit vaccines.gov, text their zip code to 438829, or call 1-800-232-0233 to find nearby locations. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Mark Moore reports in the New York Post that former President Donald Trump announced October 16th that he is endorsing Republican Lee Zeldin for governor in New York. Zeldin endorsed Trump on the night of January 6, 2021, voting against certifying election results even though there was no widespread voter fraud discovered. Trump wrote on social media on October 16, and I quote, "He will be a great governor of New York. He has my complete and total endorsement," end quote. Trump raised $1.5 million for Zeldin in New Jersey last month. Trump told donors that Zeldin helped him overcome, and I quote, "impeachment hoax number one and impeachment hoax number two, and a lot of scams," end quote. Zeldin is running against Democrat Kathy Hochul for governor, and voting begins October 29th and ends November 8th. Read more about this story in the New York Post.
Liz Montgomery reports for Porcupine Soup that the regular HEAP benefit for 2022-2023 will open on November 1st. Known as the Home Energy Assistance Program, HEAP can help eligible New Yorkers heat and cool their homes. According to the New York State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance, those eligible may receive one regular HEAP benefit per program year and also be eligible for emergency HEAP benefits if they are in danger of running out of fuel or having their utility service shut off. Eligibility and benefits are based on income, household size, the primary heating source, and the presence of a household member who is under age 6, age 60 or older, or permanently disabled. For a household of one, the maximum gross monthly income to qualify is $2,852. The amount increases based on the number of people in a home. For example, a family of four can earn up to $5,485 a month. For eligible homeowners, the heating equipment repair and replacement benefit can help with repairs or replacement of a furnace, boiler, and other direct heating equipment necessary to keep the primary heating source working. This benefit is available now. Eligible households can also receive energy efficiency services, including the cleaning of primary heating equipment. There is also chimney cleaning, minor repairs, and installation of carbon monoxide detectors or programmable thermostats if needed. Information is available at the Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance website. Read more about this story at porcupinesoup.com.
Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union that the Riverkeeper Environmental Group is getting a $150,000 grant from the State Department of Environmental Conservation to begin to remove the Mill Creek Dam. The group says it will help American eel and river herring travel from the Atlantic Ocean to this stream off the Hudson River in Rensselaer County. George Jaxman, Senior Habitat Restoration Manager for Riverkeeper Environmental Group, said, and I quote, "We're trying to restore the creek for migratory species. Since colonial times, the creeks one by one got walled off and dammed," end quote. This dam was built in the 19th century for a felt mill. The numbers of both eel and herring have fallen lately due to overfishing and disease. Riverkeeper estimates there are 1,600 dams on rivers and streams in the Hudson Valley. Riverkeeper is targeting dams that present the first barriers that fish swimming up the Hudson River might encounter after they head upstream. Jackman said, and I quote, "Those are the ones that are strategically important to us," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Mid-Hudson News is reporting that the U.S. Department of Justice has awarded $20 million in grants to police departments nationwide to purchase new body armor. Through the department's Bureau of Justice Assistance, 189 police jurisdictions in New York are sharing $1.2 million. In the Hudson Valley, several departments have been awarded grants ranging from $1,000 to nearly $50,000 for the purchase of new body armor, commonly referred to as bulletproof vests. Putnam County was awarded $49,764 for body armor, while Columbia County is getting $12,381, and Sullivan County has been awarded $7,425, and Greene County will receive $4,800 for the vests. The city of Hudson will receive $7,981, and the town of Hunter was awarded $2,985. Among the largest awards given, the city of Kingston Police Department got $20,000, and Schoharie County gets $10,275. The grant requires the municipality to match the grant amount dollar for dollar. The price of a ballistic vest ranges from $300 to $1,000, depending on the features and level of safety. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com.
Von Golden is reporting for WSKG that Democrat Josh Riley began October with just over $1.3 million, while his Republican opponent Mark Molinaro began the month with $404,000. Riley raised just over $1.3 million in the third quarter of 2022, while Molinaro raised around $46,000 during the same time period in their election for the new 19th congressional district. Outside groups and political action committees have spent $1.6 million opposing Riley and $2.2 million against Molinaro. The website 538.com predicts that Riley would beat Molinaro 58 out of 100 times. A Spectrum News Siena poll released October 6th gave Riley a 5-point advantage over Molinaro in the 19th congressional district race within the poll's margin of error. Voting begins October 29th and ends October 8th. And you can read more about this story at the WSKG website.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. Now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a temperature high near 56 degrees. Tuesday night, patchy frost after 4 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with a temperature low of around 34 degrees. And on Wednesday, patchy frost before 8 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 52 degrees. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 34 degrees. And that's your weather update from WGXE. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Tuesday, October 18th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on 90.7 FM. You'll be tuning in during our Tower Power Pledge Drive, so consider making a donation at wgxc.org/donate to continue hearing all sorts of great programming, like at 10 a.m., live from the WGXC Acre Studio, Justin Maiman hosts his Ginger Radio Hour. And this week he speaks with Lucy Sante, the Hudson Valley writer, has just written the definitive account of the harrowing and heartbreaking search for drinking water in 19 reservoirs on their creation and the promise of water for New York City. It's from 10 to 11 a.m. on 90.7 FM. Another great show on October 18th that you might want to consider donating to keep shows like this on the radio is Race Talks from Kimberly Irwin. She speaks with Millen Colindres, a Bard College student and Hudson City School District Spanish teacher, and Eric Reynolds, the co-creative music, video, and animation digital disruptor at Boom Rattle Boom, about their work in person and online. Plus, the Ukuleles Unleashed show is live from 8 o'clock from Greene County, and the Battlefield Earth program is live from somewhere in Columbia County at 10 p.m. on 90.7 FM, WGXC.
To get a local event mentioned on All Together Now, go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page, and copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
Cara Durham's High School's National Honor Society is holding the Fall Festival, a flea market and trunk sale fundraiser with food and fun. The festival will be held on October 22nd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Cara Durham Elementary School. Money raised benefits the Cara Durham school community and clubs. For more information, contact by email amanoli@caradurham.org or ws003@caradurham.org. For information and inquiries about being a vendor, contact ek007@caradurham.org. Participate in a fund while raising money for the school.
Hi, this is Michael Wilde inviting you to Mostly Singles, and if you like what you're hearing, you'll love this show. Rarefied music, premieres, and guests. It's different every time, and a podcast too. Go to WGXC.org. Mostly Singles, every fourth Tuesday at 8 to 10 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Tuesday, October 18th. Local early morning temperatures range from 35 in Lexington to 46 in Stockport. Regional average soil temperature is 52 degrees. Brace yourselves, the closest possible snowfall today is only 275 miles away just south of Buffalo here in good old New York State. Skies should open up this morning locally, and we will get a high of 56 at 3 p.m. today. Overnight, it gets scary. A low of 34 is expected, and that's a frost warning because it could easily creep below freezing, especially up in the mountains. Tomorrow will be windy with a high of only 53 degrees, then an overnight dip to 36, and Thursday we'll see another windy midday with a high of 55. Friday gets a teeny bit warmer, hitting 58 degrees. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 4:48 a.m., high tide at 10:28 a.m., low tide again at 4:41 p.m., then high tide once again at 10:30 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 58 degrees, and it will be another easy day on the river with low wind speeds and a low tidal strength. Sunset today will be at 5:57 p.m., sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:07 a.m. Looking way up, we see things are still relatively quiet, 5% chance of M-class flares, and early next week we could see some plasma stream density pick up. Solar wind speed is currently 543 kilometers per second at 8.9 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 8 megahertz until dark, and then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3, quiet. The current sunspot number is 84. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And by the way, if you are looking to escape the chill today, try hiding out at Spike's on Main Street in Catskill, which just so happens to be an easy place to donate to WGXE, your community radio station.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Carrie and Donald Gardner of Athens, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Remember, during the current WGXC Tower Power Pledge Drive, from now through October 28th, there are three ways to donate. You can go online to wgxc.org/donate. Go to any WGXC or Wave Farm webpage and hit the donate button, or use the donate button on the Wave Farm app that's now available for both Apple and Android users, and it's free in the App Store. Or besides going to wgxc.org/donate, you can call 518-697-7400 to make a donation. That's 518-697-7400. And this pledge drive, now through October 28th, you can also make a donation in person at three local record stores: Spike's Record Rack at 395 Main Street in Catskill, John Doe Books and Records at 434 Warren Street in Hudson, and the Boom and Bloom Record and Flower Shop at 2176 Route 145 in East Durham are all also taking donations for WGXC. If you go there and buy a big stack of vinyl records, you can tell them to make part of the proceeds go to WGXC. Just ask about WGXC at the counter. They'll give you a free WGXC bumper sticker if you want, and you can make a donation in person at Spike's Record Rack in Catskill, John Doe Books and Records in Hudson, and the Boom and Bloom Record and Flower Shop in East Durham, or go online to wgxc.org/donate and help out during WGXC's Tower of Power Pledge Drive.
Audio radio. 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 Audio radio.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
The Tower Power Pledge Drive. WGXC is community radio, and shows like Catskill Cabin Getaway depend on support from listeners like you.
Tower Power.
Tower Power. Now, what does Tower Power mean to you, Mike?
You know, I think it means powering the tower. In particular, you know, I'm reminded of the video game Fallout 3, a post-apocalyptic dystopian nuclear wasteland set in Washington, D.C., this Fallout universe. And one of the missions is you have to climb to the top of the Washington Monument to put a radar antenna on there for a local radar DJ. Three Dog is his name. So
Three Dog.
The Three Dog. And so that's, I guess, it's tower power. That what we're talking about is powering up these towers so that voices like ours can get out on the airwaves.
Absolutely.
Well, for the listeners who are just tuning in, you're listening to WGXC Acra, that's 90.7 FM, during the Tower Power Pledge Drive. WGXC remains committed to providing community access to the airwaves and serving as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. And listener contributions are an essential part of this lean operation, and we hope you consider WGXC an asset to your own quality of life and of importance to the communities that we strive to serve.
Donate online at WGXC.org /donate. Pledge by phone at 518-697-7400. WGXC 90.7 FM is a creative community radio station based in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. Hands-on access and participation activate WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement, just as Mike said a moment ago. Listener support is vital to the station's survival. Community radio is informative and intelligent. Community radio is stimulating and broadening. Join the family. We're all in this together. We can't do this without you. Reliable, dependable, trustworthy WGXC. Can we rely on you? Fiscally responsible, conservative custodians of your dollars. We are doing this work together. So come on, dig deep and help give us the money that we need in order to sustain ourselves and become a sustaining member today.
This is the Tower Power Pledge Drive. And this drive is significant because later this year we will be faced with a decision about whether WGXC FM's signal is financially viable enough to renew our lease with American Tower for another 5 years. The current lease expires in 2023. Now, maintaining the FM signal is a major expenditure, but we believe occupying a space on the terrestrial radio dial for local voices and experimental content is important. And we are committed to keeping WGXC on the FM airwaves, but we cannot do it without the help of our listeners. So again, that's WGXC.org/donate, or you can pledge by phone, 518-697-7400.
We are looking to secure additional sustaining supporters together and towards the ultimate goal of 5,000 in monthly contributions, which will allow us to end traditional pledge drives. The goal is within our grasp. If you can add a total of 1,250 in monthly donations during this pledge drive, we will get there. I don't mean you individually, the listener. I don't mean we need that from you, but as a listener, we need to for you to, especially in this time, I know that things are difficult in terms of, cost of living expenses, gas, prices going up all the time. If you can afford one little bit, that would be fantastic. Thank you for your support.
Andy, you asked me a few minutes ago what Tower Power meant to me. What does it mean to you?
I suppose tower can be metaphoric, couldn't it? You could look at the word tower as in towering above, looking down on. And I don't mean that in a negative way or a patronizing way. I mean that in a guardianship type of way. We, as a radio station, a community-based radio station, have the ability to allow people who run shows to talk about things that mean something to them. They're not guided by sponsorship that asks them to speak in a particular way. We can play songs that we like. We can experiment. We can do all these things. And that's the great beauty of WGXE, I think.
You are invited to join me upon the Cypress Bough. Music from North Africa, West and Central Asia. First Monday of every month, 8 to 10 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
Carrot-Durham's High School's National Honor Society is holding the Fall Festival, a flea market and trunk sale fundraiser with food and fun. The festival will be held on October 22nd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Carrot-Durham Elementary School. Money raised benefits the Carrot-Durham school community and clubs. For more information, contact by email amanoli@carrotdurham.org or ws003@carrotdurham.org. For information and inquiries about being a vendor, contact ek007@carrotdurham.org. Participate in a fund while raising money for the school.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
We are doing the pledge drive. So please, please, if you would be so kind to show your generosity, the phone number to call to donate to your local community radio station is 518-697-7400. And I'm often reminded that we are also appreciating our monthly sustaining donors, those who set it up for a year or more or ongoing, to give even just a little bit per month. It really helps the budget of the radio station.
Hi, WGXC. I just want to put in a plug for a dollar donation a month, or even just a dollar donation that you drop by the studio. Every little bit counts. And I do $5 a month, and that's, I'm a sustaining member. Member? Donor? Anyway, it's really great so we can have this amazing radio station keep going year after year after year. I was there at the barn raising when we started this radio station, and it's because of amazing, generous people who are listening, who call in and give a dollar, give $10, give $1,000, do matching grants or donations. So thank you, everyone. It's amazing.
Thank you for that plug so much. Again, give us a buzz, folks, 518-697-7400. Or you could go to wgxc.org/donate. Or go on into the record stores. Go get some records. Go talk to the funky people at John Doe Books and Records on Warren Street, next to Spotty Dog. John Doe might even be there to talk to you and talk about records and accept your donation to the radio station. Or you go to Spike's Record Rack in Catskill. Gotta love Spike, just doing it. And Boom and Bloom in East Durham. It's Boom and Bloom. They're a record store and a flower shop. So they boom and they bloom and they take donations for your local community radio station, independent, live, people's radio coming to you on the airwaves, 518-697-7400 to donate right now. It is the pledge drive. You're listening to community radio. This is what we do. I got to say, like, our pledge drives are definitely not as annoying as there's some other pledge drives out there. And so just we mildly and just ask you, go to wgxe.org/donate or give us a call or go into those record stores. That would be fun, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it now?
This is the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Current Democratic Representative Paul Tonko from the 20th District votes with the positions of President Joe Biden 100% of the time, according to the 538.com website. Republican Elise Stefanik, currently representing the 21st District, votes with Biden's positions 19.3% of the time. Democrat Pat Ryan just began representing the 19th District and has yet to be included in the rankings.
Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. Democratic congressional candidate Josh Riley holds a 5-point advantage over Republican Mark Molinaro in the 19th congressional district race, according to a Spectrum News Siena College poll released October 6. Poll found Riley with 46% of the vote compared to Molinaro's 41%, within a 5 percentage point margin of error of a survey of 470 likely district voters from September 25th to September 28th. The congressional seat includes parts of the Hudson Valley, Southern Tier, and Central New York, and is among a handful of House districts in New York that could determine control of the chamber in the November midterm elections. The poll showed Riley with more support from independent voters than Molinaro, 46% to 40%. A majority of voters have no opinion of or do not know enough about Riley, a first-time candidate. According to the poll, a majority of voters in the district hold an unfavorable view of President Joe Biden, and Governor Kathy Hochul, a Democrat, is in a close race against Republican candidate Lee Zeldin. The majority of voters in the district do not like the direction the country is heading. The cost of living and inflation concerns were cited by 52% of survey respondents as the top issue in the race, followed by threats to democracy at 31% and abortion at 28%. Riley campaign manager Cobby Ice said, and I quote, "We're encouraged by today's poll results, but taking nothing for granted. Voters are ready for a change from professional politicians like Mark Molinaro, and Josh is running to bring new leadership that puts people over profits," end quote. Molinaro's campaign manager, Will Dawson, however, declined to say much other than the campaign was focused on Election Day, not polls. Read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that Democratic congressional candidate Josh Riley claims his campaign raised more than $1.6 million in the third quarter and has more than $1 million cash on hand for the final weeks of the election. Voting begins October 29th and ends November 8th this year. With new congressional districts because of redistricting, Riley is running in the new 19th congressional district against Republican Mark Molinaro, who has yet to announce his recent fundraising totals. Riley said, and I quote, "We are proving that people-powered campaign can beat one bankrolled by corporate PACs and special interests," end quote. A recent Siena poll conducted between September 25th and 28th showed Riley with a 5-point lead over Molinaro, but within the poll's margin of error. WSKG reporter Vaughn Golden wrote on Twitter about the poll, and I quote, "The margin of error here is so immensely large that it's plainly silly to use this or any similar poll to suggest someone leads or trails 5+ weeks before an election, especially if you factor in the number of undecided voters too," end quote. The poll did give Riley a 52-44% lead outside the poll's margin of error in Greene, Columbia, and Ulster counties. Molinaro is from Dutchess County, which is not in the new 19th congressional district. Riley lives in Broome County in central New York, which was added to the district in redistricting. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Tyler A. McNeil reports in the Daily Gazette that Representative Paul Tonko has declined to participate in another debate this election cycle. Tonko will not agree to a debate hosted by the Daily Gazette October 19th in Schenectady. Liz Joy, Tonko's Republican opponent, has said she would participate in this event and at least two other debates. But Tonko has only agreed to one with public television station WMHT on October 27. Tonko campaign spokesperson Sean Madges said, and I quote, "Councilman Tonko looks forward to the debate he has already accepted on October 27th to further demonstrate to voters his record on growing the Capital Region economy, fighting for reproductive rights, and repairing democracy after his opponent organized a bus trip to the January 6th insurrection," end quote. Joy, meanwhile, criticized Tonko for ducking so many debates. Joy said, and I quote, "It's disgraceful that a career politician since 1976, Paul Tonko, refuses to accommodate the request of the Daily Gazette," end quote. In 2020, when also running against Joy, Tonko would only agree to one debate. The 20th congressional district election begins October 29th and now includes Rensselaer County. Read the full story in the Daily Gazette.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information. And yes, the radio tower has a beating heart. That's the Bad Plus song that's playing behind me. The radio tower has a beating heart. And we're deciding with this WGXC pledge drive whether we can keep our antenna up on that big radio tower that has a beating heart. It's a big, expensive radio tower that has a beating heart. It's a big, expensive radio tower that's most of our costs here at WGXC. We're to pay to keep the 3,300 watts of community voices full power, full throated, all the way to Pittsfield, Massachusetts and beyond, all the way into northwestern Connecticut and out into Schoharie County and Delaware County and across northern Ulster and northern Dutchess counties and across most of Albany and most of Rensselaer counties and almost all of Greene and Columbia counties. We need your help to decide if we can keep that antenna on that big tower. We've got to decide if we can renew the lease. We've got to decide if we have the community support to keep belting out all sorts of community voices on that big stick. So we need your help. We need your vote in favor of keeping WGXC on the FM frequencies. Please go to WGXC.org/donate or call 518-697-7400 or go online to WGXC.org/donate or make a donation in person at one of the local record stores, the Boom and Bloom Shop out on Route 145 on the weekends in East Durham, and then every day, Spike's Record Rack in Catskill on Main Street and John Doe Books and Records on Warren Street in Hudson. Stop by in person or go to WGXC.org/donate and make a difference in your community. Vote to keep the WGXC antenna on that big tower. The radio tower has a beating heart from the Bad Plus. We're asking for your beating heart to make a difference in your community with a donation to WGXC during our fall pledge drive. WGXC.org/donate is the place to go to make a difference in your community today. Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
An assembly of local faith leaders led a climate demonstration of more than 100 people Friday by the state capitol in Albany, calling upon banks and other financial institutions to halt investments and new fossil fuel projects and redirect funds towards renewable energy. More than 20 groups co-sponsored the event organized by River and Mountains Green Faith Circle. The Stop Funding Climate Chaos is a nationwide campaign led by Stop the Money Pipeline. Friday's actions targeted TD Bank on Eagle Street. TD Bank is one of the largest bankers of tar sands projects and the Trans Mountain Pipeline in Canada. The procession from Academy Park was led by four members of the Red Rebel Brigade, who draw attention with their silent plea to acknowledge climate collapse and to mourn environmental losses. We hear first from Michael Richardson, a lead organizer with Rivers and Mountains.
Michael Richardson, I'm the co-founder of Rivers and Mountains Greenface Circle. And we're here today with one single purpose, and that's to speak on the moral imperative to stop funding new fossil fuel projects. And let me add, invest in renewables.
And you had about 100 people out here today. Is that a good turnout? And any reaction from TD Bank?
Well, the only reaction we got from TD Bank is that they would take our letter and move it on. Now, earlier there was a press release where they said that they would be net zero by 2050. Now, I'll be 98 that year, Mark. I'll be 98. I think it's a little bit too far into the future.
Yes, I did hear another speaker say 6 years would be a better timeline.
Well, as you know, TD Bank may say that they're reducing the amount of fossil fuels they're digging up, but the fact of it is, in the past 2 years, they put more fossil fuel, they've dug more investments into fossil fuel than any year before.
And final question, if people want to follow up both on pressure and TD Bank, but also the whole issue of getting the banks to stop financing fossil fuels, how best can they do that or find out information?
Well, one of the best sources to go to is Stop the Money Pipeline. You can go to the website, Stop the Money Pipeline. We're a coalition member of them. Or you can go to 350.org. They're both very good sources to go to.
Barbara Spink of the Capital Region Interfaith Creation Care Coalition read the letter that the faith leaders and groups delivered to TD Bank.
We, a diverse group of faith communities and people, are here today to deliver a simple and urgent message. TD Bank and the TD companies to which it belongs must immediately stop funding new fossil fuel projects. According to the most recent reports of the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the internationally accepted authority on human-induced climate change, the world must take quick and bold action to reverse our reliance on fossil fuels in order to avoid climate catastrophe. In reacting to the IPCC reports, Antonio Guterres, the UN Secretary General, has said, "The scientific and moral imperative is clear. There must be no new investment in fossil fuel expansion, including production, infrastructure, and exploration." The world's climate scientists are telling us that we are currently on a fast track to climate disaster, and the financing of new fossil fuel infrastructure puts that into even higher gear. And yet, in just the last 5 years alone, TD companies have invested more than $121 billion in new fossil fuel projects. Perhaps the most egregious among these many projects is the Trans Mountain Pipeline. The construction of this pipeline would violate treaties with indigenous peoples, endanger major waterways, and devastate pristine lands, all while fostering the accelerated development of Alberta tar sands oil, the world's dirtiest, most climate-disrupting oil. We implore TD Bank, the TD conglomerate, and all large banks, insurance companies, asset managers, and institutional investors to immediately cease the funding and insuring of fossil fuel projects and to realign their business interests with the hopes, aspirations, and rights of humanity and the natural world by investing instead in the clean, renewable energy we need for a habitable planet. The moral precepts of our various faiths, value systems, and codes of ethics compel us to speak out about the sacredness of our shared earth and against the unjust recklessness of new fossil fuel development. Imposing impossible burdens on frontline communities and stealing the future from coming generations is immoral and must stop.
Our next speaker is Reverend Dr. Leonis Ardizzone, the Unitarian Universalist Ministry for Earth.
Is that we actually have 6 years to make this change. 2050 is far, far too late. The way of capitalism, which is founded upon extraction and exploitation. We treat the earth as something for us to use and discard and abuse. What we need is a spiritual shift towards respect for the earth, for reciprocity between all living creatures on the earth, all humanity, all forms of life, and dare I say, even reverence, so that all life may indeed. It is a moral imperative that we change who we are, and that TD Bank and its siblings in horror who fund this climate chaos stop now. We do not have 28 years. We have less than 6 years. I'll breathe in peace when I breathe out. I'll breathe out love.
Reverend Jeffrey Corder. I am a Presbyterian minister from Queens. I was looking for something in the scripture about global warming, and you know what? I didn't find anything there. You know, thousands of years ago when they wrote the Bible, they didn't have a word for global warming because it didn't exist. But we know that healing is good. But it does say that killing is bad. There is that thing in the Ten Commandments saying, thou shalt not kill. I live in a part of New York City where 11 people drowned from a hurricane storm that came along, Hurricane Ida, and they were living in basement apartments. And it came and put so much water in New York City that they couldn't escape. That's because global warming has created greater and greater storms. Not just in New York, Hurricane Sandy, Hurricane Ida, but obviously Hurricane Ian, where my father lives, down in Florida, where they still don't know how many people have died. Now, the unfortunate thing about global warming is it kills poor people more than rich. So this is a moral issue. And when I look in the New Testament, I find out that Jesus only did one thing when he got really angry. He took action. He went and he tipped over the tables of the money changers. And we're here in front of TD Bank calling on them to stop funding fossil fuel growth. Global warming kills.
Introduce Reverend John Parlberg from the New York State Council of Churches Executive Committee.
The message is clear. We need to move away from fossil fuel use as quickly and as urgently as possible. As the UN Secretary General has said, investing in new fossil fuel infrastructure is moral and economic madness. The World Council of Churches has expressed the concerns of churches around the world about the harmful effects of climate change and the climate crisis and its effects on all creation, especially the vulnerable poor, and have spoken of the moral imperative of divesting from fossil fuels for the well-being and sustainability of the whole creation. Pope Francis has called upon us to listen to the cries of the earth and the cries of the poor, and has said that therefore divestment is a moral imperative for Catholic institutions. So today we invite TD Bank and other financial institutions to bless creation, not to curse it, to help life flourish, not to destroy it.
their big finance groups are priming the pump of oil. They're pumping oil as if there's no tomorrow.
This has been Mark Dunlay for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Respira, descendiente.